you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Well, if you're listening to the morning edition, well, guess what? His mercies are new again this morning. Praise the Lord. If you're listening to the evening rebroadcast of this program, well, guess what? His mercies last even until the evening. Praise the Lord. How you doing? Happy Thursday. This is March the 13th, 2014, and today is my wife's birthday. Oh, yes, we took her out for a nice meal, actually, when was it? On Tuesday. It was like the only open day of the entire week for us to actually celebrate her birthday as well, so we had a good time. But here we are, and of course, it is March the 13th, 2014. My name is Joey Kroll. So good to be spending some time with you today, and how about this weather? I'll tell you what, we saw some nice temperatures earlier this week, and then we saw some snow the other day, yesterday, and overnight, and just interesting stuff. Really is. But the first day of spring, praise the Lord, is next Thursday. That's something to rejoice in. Amen. Well, friends, so good to be spending some time with you. I pray that your week has come along quite well and blessed this week. And actually, of course, tomorrow, the Genesis Bible study, tomorrow night, Judah Christian School, 6:30 to 8. We will not have it on Friday the 21st. I know we've been doing the first and third Friday of every month for the Bible study. We will not have it on Friday the 21st, but the final session will be on Friday, April the 4th. So we'll have it tomorrow, not have it on the 21st, and then we'll resume again on Friday the 4th. So just a quick FYI on that. Also, coming up here in just, we are, a couple more weeks away until the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concert, celebrating 1,000 years of church hymns with vocal artists Steve Green and Twyla Paris, along with world-renowned pianist Jan Mulder and the singing men of GNN. Oh, it's going to be one wonderful, blessed night of praise and worship. Saturday night, March the 29th. Tickets are still available. General admission seats are $15, and they can be purchased at the Virginia Theater in Champaign, the box office, or by calling them at 217-356-9063, 217-356-9063, or if you can purchase them online, you can as well, thevirginia.org. That's thevirginia.org. And we've done something like this, I think it's been, 2 years now, and it was just a wonderful time, and Twyla Paris was there as well, as she's coming back again this year, and had a chance to really catch up with her behind the scenes, and just such a down-to-earth person. Talking with her and eating our Olive Garden meal and just chatting with her, and it was such an honor to speak with Twyla Paris. Just many years of singing ministry unto the Lord and blessing audiences all over the world. So that and Steve Green, you can never go wrong with Steve Green. He's got a wonderful voice. He really does. And you can't beat the singing men of GNN either. They are so worth seeing. So this is all part of the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concert. Again, Saturday night, March 29th. Tickets are only $15 to see Steve Green, Twyla Paris, world-renowned pianist Jan Mulder, the singing men of GNN, and certainly being part of this incredible evening of praise and worship. It's going to be a fantastic time. Again, Saturday night, March 29th. Invite some friends. Let your church family know. We would love to be spending some time with you and fellowship with you that night. Again, for tickets, 217-356-9063, 217-356-9063. Or you can get tickets at thevirginia.org. Well, coming up here in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be taking a look at a study entitled, Can I Really Trust the Bible? How do I know that I know that it's the actual Word of God? Well, it's going to be a great study today, so I hope you can join me coming up right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio. there a certain item that you have today from your childhood? What item from your childhood still works today that you have today? For some of us, maybe it's a game, maybe it's a toy, but regardless, friend, of what product or item we may consider dependable or reliable, it will fail us at some time. Not so with the Bible. You know, polls reveal, however, that an increasing number of people do not believe they can trust the Bible to be God's authoritative message. Nevertheless, despite its dismissal by skeptics, the Bible has been proven repeatedly, time and time again, to be trustworthy, reliable, and accurate. Friend, the only safe place to build your life is on God's Word. You know, many people acknowledge the value of the Bible, but affirming its value does not mean they build their lives on it, or that they even find it reliable in their life. Skeptics want to dismiss Christianity, saying that it's based on a flawed document. If the Bible then is flawed, then how could we trust it for matters of eternal significance? These are honest questions. But you know what, friend? The Bible continually shows us its trustworthiness and reliability, and we can trust it in all matters. Amen? I love what it says in Psalm 119. It says, "Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his statutes and seek him with all of their heart. They do no wrong, but follow his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all of your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me." And it continues in Psalm 119. 119 is a very, very long psalm, but in verses 137 through 144, it says, "You are righteous, Lord, and your laws are right. The statutes you have laid down are righteous. They are fully trustworthy. My zeal wears me out, for my enemies ignore your words. Your promises have been thoroughly tested, and your servant loves them." He goes on to say, "Your righteousness is everlasting, and your law is true. Trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commands give me delight. Your statutes are always righteous. Give me understanding that I may live." You know, people often say you can't trust the Bible. It has been changed over so many times throughout the years, and it's been disproved by science. You know, friend, nothing, and I mean nothing, could be further from the truth. Of all the ancient manuscripts considered trustworthy by scholars, the Bible is the best attested and most reliable work in existence today. Biblical principles guided our founding fathers. Come on now. As they created a great and enduring form of government. I mean, lives built upon the principles in Scripture are like sturdy steel ships that safely sail the stormy seas of life. To a person skeptical of God's Word, one could reply, "Try it, and then you'll like it." It's like the one psalm says, "Taste and see the goodness of the Lord." You know, Psalm 119, as we just read, is loaded with claims for the reliability and truthfulness of the Word of God. We refer to it as internal evidence, which means inside the Word of God that proves that it's true and it's reliable. Many wonder if there's evidence outside of the Bible that confirms the trustworthiness of Scripture. Well, there's quite a few external evidence. Archaeologists have discovered and confirmed many locations and events in the Bible, such as the location of Nineveh or the Pool of Siloam where Jesus healed the blind man. Evidence of King David's rule and kingdom, also the rule of Pontius Pilate. Archaeology has not disproved any event, person, or location in Scripture. Isn't that amazing? Archaeology has not disproved any event, person, or location in Scripture. Plus, also consider the multitude of manuscripts. There are vast numbers of both Old and New Testament manuscripts found over the years. But also, look how the Word of God has impacted humanity. No book changed the world more so than the Bible. Kings and presidents, sailors and astronauts, and soldiers and peacemakers have invoked its words and its principles. Many of us have read or heard stirring accounts that demonstrates the impact of the Bible. You know, there are some sayings today that actually came from the Bible. Did you know that? There are some sayings today. You know, there's that saying, a house divided itself cannot stand. Many people think Abraham Lincoln came up with that. No, it was Jesus from Mark chapter 3 and Matthew chapter 12. You ever hear that saying, can a leper change its spots? That actually came from the Word of God. Jeremiah 13. Or you ever hear that saying, there's nothing new under the sun? Well, that's from the book of Ecclesiastes. You ever hear the term, you're a doubting Thomas? Well, that comes from the Bible as well, from John 20. You ever hear the saying, I'm about to go to my wit's end? Well, that's from Psalm 107. You ever hear the term, well, the writing's on the wall? Well, that's from Daniel chapter 5. You ever hear the saying, I'm nothing but skin and bones? Well, friend, that's from Job 19. So a lot of these sayings that we hear today are actually from the Word of God. So can the Bible be trusted? Yes, the Bible can be trusted. Psalm 119 thunders forth the truth that God's Word is righteous, pure, and true. The writer used synonyms to refer to God. When the writer called the Lord righteous, he was ascribing to him a consistency of character in which there is no deviation. He also said that God is upright and maintains his unswerving standard of perfection. Therefore, his rules or judgments are altogether right, since his rules reflect his character. And the Lord's everlasting righteousness expresses itself in a law that is true. All that God has spoken is accurate. Friend, get this. Everything that God has spoken is accurate, and there isn't the slightest taint of falsehood in his word. It's amazing how many churches met on Sunday, this past Sunday. And there are some churches that opened the word of God and preached and proclaimed the good news, the power of the gospel. And there are some churches that didn't even open or refer to the scriptures or the word of God at all. It just breaks my heart. Because there are some churches, unfortunately, that do not believe that scripture, all scripture, is from the mouth of God. It's amazing. All that God has spoken is accurate, and there isn't the slightest taint of falsehood. We can rest in that today. So knowing that scripture is 100% true without error, and it's pure, righteous, and the true word of God, don't you think that we need to be studying it? Not only studying it, but applying it to our lives. You know, the psalmist was determined not to just know God's word, but to order his life by it. How do we grow in obedience and avoid what is wrong? The answer is learn to walk, to live in the ways of the Lord. And honestly, friend, this requires intense and diligent effort on our part. This effort is not an attempt to earn favor with God, but rather it is a response to his gracious revelation of himself. You know, I love what it says in Ezra chapter 7, verse 10. It says, for Ezra had devoted himself to the study and the observance of the law of the Lord and to teaching its decrees and laws to Israel. It says, Ezra devoted himself to the study. He purposely went out, studied the scriptures, and not only that, he observed the law of the Lord. He observed it, which means, I looked it up online. It says, observance means the action or practice of fulfilling or respecting the requirements of law, morality, or ritual. So in other words, it was an action. So he not only just read about it, but he responded and applied it to his life. That's what Ezra did. He devoted himself to the study and the observance of the law of the Lord. In James, it talks about don't be mere hearers of the word, but be doers of the word as well. So we know the word of the Lord is true. We know that the Bible is accurate based on internal evidence and also external evidence and how it has transformed our lives. And knowing all of that, We need to be getting into it. If it's truly the Word of God, if that was inspired, all Scripture being inspired by the Word of God, don't you think we need to be studying it? Don't you think we need to be living it out in our lives? So knowing that the Word of God is true, knowing that the Bible is accurate and the Word of God that points us to the one and only true King, let's dive into it. Let's get to know it. Let's saturate ourselves within the Word of God and let's apply it to our lives. So we can say, like Ezra said, that he had devoted himself to the study and observance of the law of the Lord. Let's do the same thing and follow his footsteps.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my bed. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my bed. When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my bed. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my bed. And I will not forget your love for me, and yet my heart forever is wandering. Jesus, be my guide, hold me to your side, and I will love you to the
That song kind of goes back a couple of years, don't it? It's Amy Grant and Thy Word. That's right. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet. And sometimes God gives us just enough for the next step. So dig into his word today, friend. I encourage you to dive into his word. Get to know him. Get to know the one true God. Just taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Well, friend, thank you so much for listening to this radio ministry. Don't forget, coming up here in just a couple of weeks, we have the Community Appreciation Concert Saturday night, March 29th at the Virginia Theater. You can get tickets by visiting thevirginia.org. So tickets are still available and hope to see you there. Well, coming up tomorrow, of course, we'll have the Friday edition of Mark and Friends with Mark Burns and Jason Schiffo in the studio tomorrow for the Friday edition at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.